So listen, in honor of Mother's Day, I've invited my beautiful wife up here to go ahead and lead us in a blessing.
I'm going to ask all the ladies to stand up this morning, whether you're mom or not. Just have all the ladies stand. I believe God has something for all the ladies this morning. And first, let me say happy Mother's Day. And if you would just bow with me in prayer. Father, I thank you so much, first of all, for the gift of motherhood. We know how much of a challenge it can be, and at the same time, the most rewarding thing on this earth. And we know, Lord, that you have equipped us for such a time as this, Lord. For moms and stepmoms and grandmothers and caregivers, Lord, I just ask that you would pour an extra dose of your strength and your patience and your grace to keep moving forward and doing what we do every day with patience and energy that can only come from you, Lord. And I ask that you would just help us to remember in those toughest times when maybe we get have sleepless nights or watching our child hurt or worrying, Lord, we ask that you would just remind us of who we are in you, Lord, and that you have it all covered. And we thank you for the anointing you have given the moms and grandmoms and stepmoms and caregivers, Lord, to just keep going day by day and to see us through. Bless them, Lord. And Lord, I realize that this day isn't always easy for people. And I pray especially a blessing for anyone who has lost their mom or even lost a child, Lord. We recognize that this might be a day that isn't such a happy day. And we ask for your special touch to just bless anybody dealing with that today, Lord, that they would just feel your presence and your strength in a supernatural way and know that you're right there with them. And Lord, we also just want to lift up anyone out there who is desiring to be a mom. And we ask, Lord, that this would be the year that they would see their dreams fulfilled, God, that you would just give them hope and faith to keep going and recognize, Lord, that this desire in their heart is from you. And we pray that you would bless that and honor that, Lord. And God, I thank you for every mom in this room and everyone who's in a role of a mom. And we ask that your blessing would just be poured out on each and every one in just mighty ways today. And we thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Kim. So I'm sure that for everybody here, we can say that our mom holds a special place in our heart. Moms play probably the most important role in the family. They're usually the first ones up every day. They get the lunches for the kids ready, maybe even for the husband. They have clothes laid out. They've got last-minute requests. They've got stress because the timetable, the window is always small. And then oftentimes, the mom also has to get ready for work herself. And then when the day comes to an end, it's evening time, there's no rest for the mom, right? Because mom's got to get dinner ready. Mom's got to usually clean the dishes. Mom's got to get clothes ready for the next day at school. And the wonderful joy of helping your child with homework. You know, a mom's job is never done. Because generally, moms don't really get to rest until everybody else is taken care of and put to bed. And by then, by rest, I mean, it's bedtime. And then the cycle starts over again the next day. A mother's role includes, and not all-inclusive, but that of a doctor, dentist, therapist, referee, coach, teacher, friend, counselor, taxi driver, and at times a motivational speaker. You know, the role of a mom can take its toll physically, emotionally, and even spiritually. And I think more often than not, we take our moms for granted. Because I know in our house, things just magically appear. The clothes just, I don't know how that works. They're always folded right there. But I think sometimes we take that for granted. And so what I want to do is I want to read a proverb. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Excuse me. By the way, Pastor Dave is still a little under the weather. So if you want to keep him in your prayers this week, I'm sure he would appreciate that. I saw him yesterday. He's powering through, but he's got some antibiotics in him. So I think by Monday he's going to be good to go. So in case you're wondering about Pastor Dave, he's hanging tough. All right, Proverbs 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. That, to me, is rich. Did you know that generally people hear more negative and critical comments than they do positive comments? And it is said that the ratio is 5 to 1. 5 negative to every 1 positive. Teenagers, what's your mom hearing? More negative or more positive? Husbands, what is your wife hearing? More negative or more positive? You know, think about the last 7 days, conversations you've had around the home. How have they gone? Are they more uplifting and building each other up? Or is there a little more negativity there, tearing each other down? What was the ratio of encouraging to critical statements? This proverb is a gem of truth. This proverb speaks truth. Number one, it's the word of God. But look at this. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Now, speaking for myself, I don't eat honeycombs, not the cereal, but not even the real honeycombs. But put your favorite dessert in there. I mean, your all-time favorite dessert. You know, banana splits, whatever, blizzards, anything from Dairy Queen, apparently. But back then, a honeycomb, if you found a bee's nest and you dipped your hand in that honeycomb, oh man, you had honey, and then you had that comb to chew on, and oh, it was sweet, sugary, and it was delicious. But pleasant words are like that, is what the Bible is saying. Sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. To me, this is a proverb. This is something that can bring peace and healing to people. Our words. For instance, do you ever hear this around the house very often? Thanks, Mom. That was a delicious dinner, Mom. Thanks for bringing me to school, Mom. Thanks for picking me up, Mom. You look beautiful today. I appreciate the fact that you cleaned my clothes. If we are not intentional on encouraging others, we will find ourselves criticizing. Because it's far too easy to fall into the habit of finding faults with others. Why is that? Why is it so much easier to find fault with people? Think about it at the workplace. It's so much easier to criticize the boss or the person in charge. But we have to be intentional to find something good about somebody. We have to be intentional to encourage somebody. But when we do that, the Bible says that is sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. In a marriage, are we more encouraging or negative to our spouse? You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 that marriage is to be honored among all. Marriage is sacred. Marriage was designed by God. Nowhere else on this earth can a man and a woman find the kind of bond and the love and the connection that they have in a marriage, because it was designed by God. We are to build our spouses up. We are to speak well of them when we are apart from each other. It is sacred. it is to be honored. When it comes to our children, what are they hearing from us as parents? Are we building them up with our words to succeed by encouraging them, helping them, being there for them? Or are we more critical? Do we feel that we need to tear them down to build them up? Because again, pleasant words are sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. You know, when you're stressed out and you don't feel good about yourself and you're always feeling like people are speaking negative in your life, do you ever wonder why you're always so sick and you don't feel good and you don't have any energy? That's because you don't have this in your life. Let's take this a little bit further, outside the home. How about with our neighbors, our coworkers, the people we see at the store, cashiers, servers at a restaurant? If we receive poor service, are we still smiling and encouraging, or do we let them know we're not happy with the service we just received? We usually do that with the tip, right?
Well, they didn't bring me 3 sodas, so...
I made up my mind a long time ago that no matter what kind of service we get in a restaurant, I'm going to tip well. Because everything I have comes from God. So no matter what kind of a day they are having, whether they're just generally a mean person anyways, or they're just having a bad day, the money that we have in our home comes from God, it belongs to God, so it can be used to bless. And I want them to go, they used a coupon and they didn't order alcohol, so I didn't think I was going to get a big tip. You know, but I just want them to know, sometimes you don't even have to say anything to make somebody's day go well. You just smile. A small dose of encouragement can go a long way with somebody. It could change their outlook on the day. It could even change their outlook on life. And better yet, it opens the door for sharing your faith. Another proverb. This one comes from Proverbs 11, verse 25. And I have the New Living Translation up on the screen. I kind of like that one a little bit better. But it says, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Here's what the New King James says. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. You know, when we are generous with our time, with our money, with how we help others, when we're generous with ourselves, with our resources, we will be rich. We will prosper. And I don't mean with more money. God's going to fill us. He's going to fill us with his supernatural love. He's going to fill us with whatever it is that we need to get through the day. You know, he could keep us from getting sick. Somebody all around us is getting sick. He could keep us standing strong and healthy. He could help us. This could be something where we are going into a business meeting and it isn't going to go well. And he could give us the wisdom and the words to come out on top of that meeting. We could be having a bad day and all of a sudden just, but we don't go down that path. All of a sudden we're like, oh, we have all kinds of solutions to the problem. Because I believe the generous will prosper. Whatever it is that you're generous with, whether it's money, time, yourself, your resources, the Bible says we will prosper. And then those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. You know what that tells me? People need encouraged. People need refreshed. So the question is, who's going to get it started? Because you know that coworker that comes into work and he's like, and you're like, hey, good morning, Bob. And he's like, there's nothing good about it. It's morning. And then you go off and you're like, oh, Bob. And then someone walks across your path and you're like, whatever. I was having a good day. You know, it's a domino effect. But if you constantly say to Bob, good morning, Bob, and he grumbles, good morning, Bob, sooner or later, Bob's going to smile. Because you wear him down with kindness. But you're refreshing somebody. And when you do that, the Bible says you yourself will be refreshed. You know, we have so many people in our lives who are suffering with doubt, self-doubt, low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, not feeling welcomed, not feeling loved, not feeling cared. They need refreshed. There are single moms out there doing the work of two parents day in and day out, struggling to just keep going the next day, stressed out. Because they don't know if the bills are going to be paid. They don't know if the laundry is going to be cleaned for tomorrow. They don't know where the next meal is coming from. But they keep working two jobs and they keep taking care of their kids to the best of their ability. Do you think they need refreshed? Yeah, they need refreshed. And sometimes all it takes is a kind word or a little bit of help, a little action on our part. What kind of experience do you want to leave somebody with? You want to walk away and say, I hope they feel good today. I hope that they have a better day. I hope that they are blessed today. A lot of times, we get so caught up in the day-to-day activities and just the machine that keeps rolling. And we forget about this. And our actions give somebody the confirmation that they already feel about themselves. Nobody cares. I am not loved. And then that low self-esteem and all of that stuff just tells them what they already think about themselves. Or do you want to offer them a smile or a word of encouragement to just lift them up, build them up? You know, there was a guy by the name of Jim Collins. He used to be the president of Chick-fil-A, and he wrote a book about 20 years ago called From Good to Great, and it was how good companies go from being good to great companies. And when the annual sales reports came out, it was said that he used to put burnt pieces of paper in these envelopes, and he would send them out to the franchise owners and the sales and the business and the managers, store managers. And he would put these burnt pieces of paper in here, and he would write a handwritten note that would say, your sales are on fire. I believe in you. I'm praying for you. You got this. And it is said that a lot of those people that received those letters were at the lower end of how they felt with what they were doing in their job and their store and this and that, and that those letters built them up and gave them the strength and the energy to dig a little bit deeper and to keep pushing through. How would you like to get that from the president of the company that you worked for? I'm praying for you. You got this. Those are the kinds of things that a lot of times they catch us off guard. Have you ever had somebody say something nice to you and you're like, oh, that was awfully nice. It makes you feel good. You're being refreshed. It's health to the bones. You see, we don't have any idea what people are going through, our coworkers, our neighbors, our friends, unless we take the chance to get to know them. And we ask questions and we talk to them. You'd be surprised how many people around you are not doing that well. And they need built up. And you could be that person who refreshes them. And then the Holy Spirit will then himself refresh you. You ever have those days where you're just like, oh man, I feel good. I mean, I'm pumped. God is good. I got a beautiful wife. I have a beautiful children, a home, two cars. Life is good. You know, that's just not a feel-good day. Because, we have the Holy Spirit. That's God saying, I'm with you. I love you. Let's do this together, life. You know, this proverb tells me that we need to be the ones initiating the encouragement in other people's lives. We need to be the ones that say, you got this. Don't worry about that. What do you need? This is a principle of God right here, a biblical principle. You know, there's all kinds of promises in the Word of God, but there are also things that are called principles. In other words, if you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this will happen. If you refresh others, you yourself will be refreshed. And this is a kingdom of God principle that if we believe in our heart that this is how we should act around others, God will keep you supplied with all you need. And you will not want. And who should we be encouraging the most? Think of today. The one who's been cheering us on since the day we were born. Amen? Moms. So, listen, before I close, I want to go over just one more thing about how we should honor our moms and the importance of their role in our lives. And I think this is an important lesson that we can learn from Jesus. You know, in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, when he was hanging on the cross and he was about to breathe his last breath, his mom had been at his feet the entire day. And it says that he looked down and the beloved disciple, who was John, that's how he described John, was there beside his mother. And he says, woman, behold your son. And then he refers to his mom as now being John's mom. And then it says in John chapter 19, verse 27, from that hour, John took her to his own home. You know, Jesus had other siblings. You know, they were adults. And I don't think it was that, you know, they didn't care about mom. But I think that John understood the importance of what Jesus was saying. And I think John had such a connection with Jesus that he was like, this is what he wants me to do. I got to do it. Also, the grief and the hurt and the devastation that Mary felt, John understood that he needed to take care of her. So he took her home and he took care of her. Jesus was hanging on that cross, bearing the weight of the sins of eternity, past, present, and future at that time, our sins, the people before him, the people that nailed him to the cross. But he took the time to say, John, take care of my mom. And that's what he did. You know, as God, Jesus had eternal things that he was taking care of, things that our finite minds can't even comprehend. But as a man, he was on that cross going, I got it taken care of, Mom. You're going to be okay. And if we learn from Jesus, something we can learn about today is taking care of our moms is very high on his list. Amen? So, today is Mother's Day. We designate one day out of the year. Let's carry that over into tomorrow and the next day and the next day and so on. Let's make it a point to build our moms up. Build others in our family up. You know, let's not be negative. Let's not take everything that mom does for granted. Let her know how much you appreciate everything she does. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you so much for passages that we have in the Proverbs and and that little lesson that we could see from Jesus. I just give you all the praise, God, that our words can speak healing to others. That when our words speak healing to others, we will refresh others. We build others up. And then the Bible says you will build us up. You will refresh us. And I thank you for that, God. And if there's anybody in here, Lord Jesus, that just needs refreshing, or maybe if you're like, oh, man, I really need to stop criticizing, I just pray that as we lead into worship, God, that you would just speak to us, Lord, in those areas of our lives. That you would refresh, that you would bring wisdom, that you would bring the gift of encouragement in some of us, God, so that we can build those up around us, starting within the home and then working its way out. So I thank you, Lord, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, at this time, we'll have our ushers come up. We'll take our offering. God is good, is he not? So I got a few things to share with you before we end the service. We'll end the service with one more song. But Tarek Deer. So the Lord wants you to know that once what you thought was once good is nothing compared to where he wants to take you. Okay? In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, who can add an inch to his height by worrying? Don't worry. Amen? All right. Whew. Then a few other things. So just this whole thought of refreshing. As we close out into this next song, I feel like the Lord just wants to refresh everybody here. So whether you want to come up front and just spend some time with God, feel free to do that. Whether you just want to stay in your seat. But here's what I'm encouraging you to do. Hold your hands out. Let God rain down on you. You know how like it's a hot 100 degree summer day and then all of a sudden it just has this nice little rain that cools things off? That's the kind of refreshing that the Holy Spirit wants to give us today. And then also, there are those here who feel like, I just can't get out from under this storm cloud. Well, listen, do the same thing. Hold your hands out, because God wants to bring some sunshine to drive that storm away. Amen? And then the last thing is, so my wife Kim felt that the Lord wants to bless the moms, or we'll just go ahead and say that, the wives here that would like to become moms. God wants to bless that. And so what I want to do is, we're going to pray for you, but what I want to do is just have you hold your husband's hand. And if he's not here, just pretend like he is in an act of faith, and let's pray for that. Lord God, for all those here who would like to become moms, Jesus, we know it is a blessing from you. And I speak against all words of negativity that they've heard. God, I speak against those, and I speak your life into their bodies, God, that you would bless the marriage, that you would add to their family, God, and bless that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So we're going to close out with one more song. Let God refresh you. If you want to come up front here, do that. Also, moms, on your way out, we have some marigolds over there. Pick you up one and put it in the ground today.
Is calling. Oh, come. come.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was poured with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Leave behind.
Your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling.
Thank you.
tell the world of the treasure you found. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
That concludes our service for today. Have a blessed week. Happy Mother's Day. We'll see you guys next Sunday.